Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Faith Talks podcast. My name is Deborah, for those of you who don't know me. I'm a faith-based content creator. I make content sharing all about my journey with God to encourage you on your journey with Him. And that is what the Faith Talks podcast is all about, encouraging you on your journey with the creator of the universe, with Jesus. So welcome to the podcast. It's so good to have you here. I hope that you're having a good week so far. Usually these episodes go live on Mondays, and obviously this week it's a little bit later, so I'm so sorry about that. I was having some issues uploading the episode onto the platform that releases it, so I'm sorry about that, but hey, there is always power in the delay. Who knows, maybe this is a message that you needed to hear today instead of on Monday. God is always intentional with things like this. So welcome to this week's episode, and today we're going to be talking about navigating secular spaces as followers of Christ. How can we as Christians navigate stepping into our university, our school, our workplace, places that are usually very secular? I've seen some requests of people asking in the comments, like, Deborah, how can I navigate going to school when everybody's secular? How can I, as a believer, stand for what I believe for and not fall into the patterns of the world? I've been very open and honest in my journey with the Lord that I grew up in a Christian household. I've always had a relationship with Jesus, but at one point when I was in university, I started to drift away and follow the patterns of everybody around me because it looked like they were living such a good life and I was missing out. So I compromised and I laid down my values, my faith, to go and follow the ways of the world, which I had to find out the hard way, sadly enough, was a very destructive path. And that's what the word says as well, that the wide gate is the one that leads to destruction, whereas the narrow gate that Jesus calls us into is the one that leads to life. And that might be harder. It takes intentionality, but that is the way that He is calling us to walk. So let's talk about navigating these secular spaces as believers. I don't know about you, but very often, it seems a lot easier. Like, if it was possible, I'm like, I wish I could just stay in my bubble, in my Christian bubble, with people who are also followers of Christ. We all believe the same thing, in our bubble with Jesus, so that we wouldn't have to step out and face the opposition. That seems so much easier and it seems so comfortable, but that is not what we're called to. That is not why Jesus has placed us here on this earth. That is not how He wants us to live our life. In Matthew 5, verse 14 to 16, it reads, "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they might see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." If all of us as believers who carry the light of Christ would just stay in our bubbles, then there's going to be little bubbles of light, and then the rest of the world is going to be darkness. That is not what God calls us to. He calls us to be a light in the darkness, to be little lighthouses all over the world for other people, for unbelievers, to see that light and be drawn to it and be like, what is there about you? Tell me more about this Jesus. So how do we do this? How can we be the light of Christ boldly, confidently, without slowly falling into that drift? Like I mentioned before, I fell trapped to the little voice of the enemy, who made me look out and compare to other people, who made me feel like I was missing out. And I'll get back to that in a second. And yeah, I compromised on ways. So I want to tell you today where I went wrong. I'm sure that a lot of us have heard this saying that says, if you don't stand for something, you're going to fall for everything. If you don't have a steady foundation to stand on, if you're not standing strong in the faith and confident in who God called you to be, in what mission Jesus has set you out on, then these secular spaces are going to influence you. Because a lot of people are going to have different beliefs, they're going to have different opinions. If you're not standing strong, if you don't have a strong foundation, you are going to be swayed, and the current is slowly but surely going to cause that drift away from the Lord, like it did with me. So that is the first thing that I want to tell you. In order to navigate secular space as well as a follower of Christ, you need to build a strong and secure foundation in prayer and through reading the Word of God. You cannot build a strong foundation and hold up well in secular spaces places if you don't open your Bible and if you don't pray. Let me be honest there. That's where I went wrong. Looking back at the time that I was at university, I did not take reading the word seriously and I did not take prayer seriously. Let me be honest. So many of us have this thought about reading the word and prayer that it is boring, that it's a task. We treat it like it's a chore. But when you start to see it for what it really is, communication with your best friend, Jesus is your best friend. He is your lover. He is your husband. He calls us his bride. He loves us so much. He's constantly pursuing us and wooing us and just drawing us into his love. When you start to meditate on those things of how much Jesus loves you, how much he wants to spend time with you, spending time with God, reading through the word becomes fun. It becomes something that you look forward to during your day. And maybe hearing me say that, you're like, how is that possible? I promise you, because when you start to see that prayer is you pouring out your heart to the creator of the universe and him pouring out his heart to you, when you start to take these things seriously and you give them a proper chance, you start to block out the thoughts of the enemy that prayer and reading the word are boring, and you actually give the Lord a chance to show you that they're not, I promise you, you're going to notice a big transformation in your life. Jesus is eagerly waiting to speak to you throughout your day. You know that sneaky link that you keep messaging that never texts you back and it makes you feel absolutely horrible? Where you're in your feelings of like, why doesn't he text me back? Am I not good enough? Jesus would never do that. He would never do that. He sends a text before you're even thinking about texting. Before you even check your phone, he's already messaged you 5 times, letting you know, my child, I love you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I go before you. I go behind you. I've placed my hand of blessings on your head. Like, Jesus is constantly reaffirming you and loving on you as the loving parent that he is. So you need to let these truths sink into your heart and build that strong foundation on prayer and on reading the word of God. What I did was, when I was at university, I didn't take prayer and reading the word that seriously, and I held a lot of weight to going to church. Going to church is a beautiful thing, and I'm very grateful for the church community that I had at that time, but church is a building full of people. We're all people. We're all hurt and broken people. So it is not a perfect building. And because I was holding church as such an important and heavy factor in my relationship with God, as soon as something happened that hurt me, a situation where I felt done wrong by, where I was really disappointed, that caused my whole relationship with Jesus to crumble, because that is not a good foundation for your whole relationship with the Lord to stand on. If outside of church, that one day a week, you don't sit and open the word of God, you don't sit and spend time in prayer, you don't have a strong foundation to stand on at all. Church is a beautiful thing. Jesus calls us to be a part of a church, to be planted in the house, in his house, to be surrounded by fellow believers. That is so important, but don't leave it there, because that is not a strong foundation that one day a week. You need to carry that on and go in your own prayer closet. Spend quiet time with the Lord for yourself. You have to do that. So that is number one. You need to build a strong foundation through prayer and reading the word of God, so that when you step out into these secular spaces, into university, into work, into school, you have the word of God written on your heart. You know that you have a good relationship with your Heavenly Father. That is so important. So that's number one. Number two is, you have to evaluate and ask yourself, where's your focus right now? What are you focused on? Are you focused on your race, on the race that God has set out before you? Or are you focused on the lives of everybody around you and other people's races? If I look at where it went wrong during my time in university, I was looking at all the people who were partying and who were advocating for that lifestyle and who were kind of looking at me like, oh, why aren't you coming out with us? Why are you so boring? That's what people said about me. Why are you so boring? And it made me think like, I am missing something here. And that slowly caused me to drift and give into that lifestyle of like, yeah, I'm going to try this for myself. I'm going to see what's so fun about this. I came to find out it wasn't fun at all. But that is what the enemy does. Since the beginning of time, he twists the truth and he makes us feel like we're missing out. Look at Eve, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. They had every single tree they could eat from but the one. So what did the enemy do? He played with that one. He made Eve feel like she was missing out on something. She had everything. As believers, we have the word of God. We have a relationship with our creator. So what does the enemy do? He uses all these false promises, this fake gold, to sell us dreams and be like, but you're missing something out here. To Eve, you're missing something. something here, though. You have every tree in this garden. That's true. But what about that one? Why don't you have that one? And that's what plays with our minds of like, yeah, wait a minute. What am I missing here? So you need to ask yourself, where is your focus throughout work, throughout school, throughout university? What are you focused on? Are you focused on the race of other people and of the lives, the glamorous lives of other people? Or are you focused on the race that God has placed you to run, the race that he has set out before you? So ask yourself where your focus is. And once you've been able to identify like, okay, I'm focused on my own race, or no, actually I am looking at other people's lives, I want to tell you point number three, which is don't compare. These two kind of go hand in hand, but you need to stop focusing on other people's lives, basically. Just visualizing the two gates that the word of God tells us about, the narrow gate and the wide gate. If you're constantly focused on that wide gate that everybody's stepping into, your course is going to change, your direction is going to change. And I had a conversation with my friend Mariah about this a while ago, that she was giving the image to it of like, that narrow gate is very quiet. It's like a very quiet and peaceful place. But that broad gate is like Vegas, lights, flashy, action, da 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 da. Like, it draws our attention so easily. We are so easily distracted. But as soon as you get distracted by the ways of this world and what everybody seems to be doing, your path is going to change as well, because our eyes, where our eyes are looking, that's where our feet will follow. You need to keep your eyes on the narrow gate. You need to keep your eyes on your own life and don't compare to what is going on in other people's lives. People that walk this road don't even know the consequences of their actions themselves. In the moment, they might think that they're living the life. They're so free because they're sleeping around. They're so free because they're participating in whatever parties, I don't know, but they don't even know themselves what that's causing, the pain that that's causing. And you don't know what is happening behind the closed doors. You don't know what they're dealing with when they're not out in public partying, when they're not advocating this lifestyle. You don't know what they're going back to. And in order to keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, you have to keep your eyes fixed on the things of Jesus. Keep your eyes fixed on the things of the Lord. What you feed is what you ultimately follow. And this, take this quite literally. What do you listen to? What music do you listen to? What TV shows are you watching? What people are you hanging around with? If you are constantly feeding yourself with secular things, then it's going to be very hard for you to stay standing on that strong foundation when you do step into those secular spaces. If through these things that seem so minor to us, the music that you listen to, the TV shows that you watch, the conversations that you're engaging in, if you're constantly feeding yourself with secular things that way, then that's ultimately what you're going to follow. In Philippians 4 verse 8, Paul speaks about whatever is noble, whatever is true, whatever is right, whatever is lovely, admirable, keep your eyes fixed or place your thoughts on such things. He recognizes that this is an active thing. We need to do this every single day. You have to intentionally set your mind on those things and cut out things that are going to lead you the opposite way. In Corinthians 5, Paul mentions that in order to avoid people who are of the world, we would have to leave this world. It is impossible for us to not be in spaces where there's going to be secular people there. So it's just a thing of equipping ourselves with these things, with a strong foundation, by shifting our focus, by asking ourselves what we're focused on, by stop comparing, that we prepare ourselves for when those times come, if you're not already in spaces like that. Number four, what is extremely important is that you do get planted in a church, in a Christian community, in a community that you can flourish in, that can water you, people with whom you can share your faith. And iron sharpens iron. It is so important to get into a community like that. And I'm not gonna lie, I'm still struggling with that today. I think because of previous experiences, I find it quite hard to get planted in a church where I feel comfortable and where I feel comfortable with the people. It is tough, but that is something to pray about. I'm continually praying about this because I can see the importance of having a community that, again, iron sharpens iron, where you can share what it is that you're dealing with and people can pour back into you with that biblical perspective, so that when you then do step out into those secular spaces, you have that whole community that is a part of your foundation. It is not the main thing of your foundation. Like I shared before, that's where I went wrong, but it's a very key part of that foundation. It is holding everything up steady. So get planted in a church, pray about it, bring that before the Lord. Be honest with Jesus about how you're feeling. In my prayer life, I'm praying that right now as well. Jesus, I'm finding it hard to actually commit to a church community and to to be planted in a church, I'm struggling with that. So bringing that before the Lord, he knows. He already knows your heart. He knows everything that you're dealing with. Let the Lord in on every aspect of your life and things like this as well. Just being honest. I find it hard to go to church. Okay, let's deal with that together. Let me take you by the hand and let's find you an amazing church to get planted in. And number five, something that you need to know that will help you navigate secular space as well is that you will be different. You will be different and you cannot be afraid to be different. When I was at university, for example, in between our classes or after classes, everybody would always go drink at a bar that was close to our university. And I remember coming along, but I felt really uncomfortable because I didn't want to drink alcohol. And that's where people started to notice and they were like, oh, you're so boring. Like, just grab a drink, just do this. Slowly but surely, that enticed me to go along with everybody else. But if I had just said like, nah, guys, I'm going to go home. If I would have just stuck to that, knowing that, you know what, I've been called to be different, instead of feeling awkward about that, maybe I would have been able to stand a lot stronger because I felt awkward about being different. I didn't want to say, no, guys, actually, I'm going to go home. This is not for me. I didn't tell them that. And now I'm like, I wish I did. I did not want to be the odd one out. Whereas, yes, we are different, but different in the best way possible. We are different because this is not our home. You are a kingdom child. You are a child of the creator of the universe. You're a child of a king. You are royalty. You have been adopted into the family of Christ. In John 15, verse 19, it reads, if you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you. That is why the world hates you. If the world would love you as its own, you would not be a child of God. But just the fact that you are different shows that you are a child of the Most High. The Holy Spirit lives within you. You are the temple of the Lord, of the creator of everything. That is something to be excited about. That is something to own. Own your difference. Own your difference in being set apart by the Lord Jesus Christ. When you take all these points in your life seriously, you will be able to step into secular space as well, knowing who you are, owning the fact that you are a child of God. You will have a firm foundation on prayer and on the word of God. This is not something that you can forfeit. You cannot forfeit that process. There is no substitute for creating that firm foundation. You're going to have to do that for yourself. You cannot watch endless sermons. You cannot rely on my YouTube channel or anybody else's YouTube channel to create that foundation. You're going to have to sit with the Lord yourself, read through the word, spend time in prayer and ask him, invite him into your life. When you build a house and you speed up the foundation and you use counterfeit materials, the whole house is going to collapse. Even though it might take longer, it takes a lot of intentionality to build that foundation in prayer and reading the word. It is so important. And that's what will allow you to stand strong and defend your faith. When people ask you questions, you'll be able to answer them like this with love and kindness. Of course, that's what we're called to. When we look at timelines of the world and what other people think we should be doing, where we should be, that's where we get so lost and confused. Our Heavenly Father knows us. He has tailored a beautiful race, a beautiful journey for each and every single one of us that fits us perfectly. So why do we look around to other people when that's not the path for us anyway? So that's it for today's Faith Talks episode. I really pray that this has been a blessing for you. I know how hard it is. Trust me. I know how hard it is and how easy it is to just think to stay in our little bubble so that no opposition comes and we won't have to defend our faith and we won't be tried, but that is not what we're called to. That is not why the Lord has called us to just be light in the light. We are called to be light in the darkness. The Lord has equipped you with everything you need to step out and navigate secular space as well. So do your part and intentionally focus on these things. Jesus never said that this journey would be easy. He never said that we would be able to just cross our hands and not do anything. Mm-mm. We need to make sure that we're intentional about our pursuit with the Lord Jesus. And he's always there to help us. So I'm excited for you. I'm excited for myself. May 2024 be a year of navigating secular spaces well. And I pray that you will have a very blessed rest of the week. Have a good weekend. And if you follow me on YouTube, then you'll know that the Faith Talks episodes go live on Sundays over there. So if you want to tune in for Sunday's Faith Talks episode on YouTube, then head on over there. But yeah, thank you so much for tuning into the podcast today. And I'll be back again very, very soon. Maybe this time.